Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut and WTIC News Talk 1080. Because good things happen in communities that care.
All right. It's been, you know, it gets a little crazy from time to time. But I do want to thank all of our guests for coming in this morning, because it's not that often that people, you know, it's tough to get people to come in this early in the morning. And it's so funny, because at this, what really gets me is that this time of year, it's not that difficult to get people to come in that early in the morning. And I think it's because of the fact that the weather's nice. It was like 4:30 or something this morning when I was, you know, walking out of my house, and I'm like, wait, whoa. I couldn't believe that all of a sudden I had, you know, I just had this beautiful weather, and all this stuff was like, wow, this is really, really cool. This is, you know, the sky was getting a little bit blue, you know, which is really what, you know, what I really love to look forward to this time of year. Okay. And this is our Community Connections program. We want to thank you. We do this every month. And I guess Maura is in the studio with us now. You weren't able to be with us because you weren't feeling well. So you had to stay out and be on the. When was the last time you were in here?
I think it's been 2 months now.
I can't believe it.
I know. Time flies.
How are you feeling now?
I feel great.
All right. Yeah. Well, I just want to point out that it wasn't, you know, anything, you know, that majors, no. But you just thought to protect the rest of us, you would do that. All right. In the studio with us from the United Way is Maura Cook. She's the Vice President of Marketing and Development at United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. I always like to make sure that I have this right, because it's such a mouthful. It must take up like both sides of your business card. I mean, that's a lot. It's just like, okay, I got to make sure I have all of that right. And I understand that Lisa Tepper Bates, the President and CEO, is going to be on with us in just a little bit too.
Yes.
All right, good. Well, before we switch, bring her in, I just want to get a little bit of an update, because I know we want to talk specifically on this show about 2-1-1, and really, it's been so important to people. It always is, but for the last 2-3 years with the pandemic, it's really, really hit home. But tell people about what Power of the Purse is and how it came together this year. How'd it go?
Yeah. So people who listen to us regularly might remember that we were talking about our annual Power of the Purse event, and we hosted that last week at the Connecticut Convention Center, and that was presented by Key Bank and Key for Women. We had just a fabulous event. It was the first time being back in person after the pandemic, so we had nearly 700 people in attendance, and we raised $270,000 to help women and families achieve financial security. So it was just a great day with our Women United group, and so proud of how it turned out.
And you really didn't miss too much of a beat at all. Even during the pandemic, you guys, people were still very generous in donating, right?
They were. We were so grateful to our sponsors and all of our members of our Women United Affinity Group. We had 2 years of virtual events and did not, you know, see much decline in terms of support, which was so important for our community. But there's just an energy about these in-person events, right? People really can understand and feel the impact. We had some amazing success stories and an amazing keynote speaker in Reverend Naomi Tutu, who is the daughter of Desmond Tutu. And she just shared some really important things for us all to remember about the power we have as a community to do good and to lift each other up.
I tell you, it was just great to see that coming back that way, because, you know, virtual is okay, and a lot of us were able to, you know, get things accomplished during that. But they're just so wonderful now. I think we appreciate being with each other on a regular basis so much more now.
Absolutely.
You know, and I appreciate the fact that you came in all masked out to the garb. But we it's nice if you could take your mask off when we're on the air, because otherwise it goes, you know, it's really started. And so, but no, everybody, we're still asking people to come into the studio, into the station at least, to be careful. We know that it's still out there, but our mm-hmm. lives are getting a lot better. Now, we have a very special guest I know that you've brought along with us. And it's like the big shot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, You didn't make her drive all the way over here? Boy, oh boy. No, that's actually Lisa Tepper Bates is going to be on with us. Why don't we do this? Let's bring Lisa in and let's just introduce her a little bit. We'll chat a little bit, and then we can take a little break here and then bring her back. Okay. I'm doing these things. I love doing these things just by hand, just off the top of my head. All right. Good morning to you, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, no, thank you for coming in. I got to ask you a quick question, though. I'm not sure I'm getting a little bit of audio issue. You're not on a speakerphone, are you?
Do you know, I am. I'll switch over to a headset.
Yeah, that'd be great, because what happens sometimes, it gets a little distorted on my side. I should have said that. She's the big boss. I shouldn't get that right. But it's interesting, you know, because just getting some people, you know, back in here, but being able to coordinate so we're able to get her on the same time, because that's difficult to have both of you on the phone at the same time. Okay, Lisa, you there?
Steve, is that better?
Oh, much better. Yeah, I can now it's the coggles of my heart they talk about. I can really, much warmer now. So thank you. Lisa, give us a little bit of an idea with how things have been going from, you know, you're the top, I can say top dog if it's a woman. Yes, you're the big kahuna over there. So how's everything going with you? Just taking that that long look at how the United Way has done over the last couple of years.
Well, thank you very much. First off, let me ask, is this better?
Oh, yeah, much better. Thank you. Yep.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, thank you for that question. And, you know, it was an unusual time to come into a new position. I've been fortunate enough to be at United Way of Connecticut, which is, by the way, Steve, it is the state association of our local United Ways, as well as a standalone social services provider working with state government. So we're an unusual United Way with regard to the role that we play in Connecticut. And we're going to talk more about that, which I'm really pleased to have the opportunity to do. So, you know, it was really unusual coming into this role at a time when we were in the depth of the pandemic. It was very unusual. And what I've found is that there are some things that a CEO coming in would have been able to really dive into early on that only now, a year and a half into my tenure, am I able to really understand about our operation because we were so focused on our COVID-specific services. And at some points, our senior team was working 7 days a week, and we were glad to do it because the work was important. But only now are we really able to take a step back, and there's certain pieces of what we do that now I can really get engaged in, and it's exciting. So it's great to be a little bit out of that really, really busy COVID management and response, although we know that the pandemic continues.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Just within the last, I don't know if it's 2 or 3 weeks or so, I found out a dear friend of mine is now involved, I think, running the United Way down in some part of the southern Connecticut. And that's, his name is Barry Berman. And Barry is just basically started the Connecticut Radio Network years ago, and he's gone off into a lot of different things. And such a perfect match. Because he has one of the biggest hearts of anyone. He's always been involved with charities and giving back. So kudos to you guys for grabbing him. And I know Barry's really, really excited about how things are coming together with working with you folks. Okay, now it's not that I didn't do this to you enough already, but I'm going to, Lisa, if I could just put you on hold, and we'll just take a quick break, and then we'll be clear to be able to talk to you a little bit more, okay?
Great.
All right, Lisa. Now, when I screw up and I put you on hold, please call right back, okay?
Okay.
Believe me, I've done this before. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Carolyn, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back with more of our Community Connections program on WTIC News Talk 1080. And we are back in the studio talking with Maura Cook, who's the Vice President of Marketing and Development at the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. And on the line with us is Lisa Tepper Bates, who's president. And explain to me, she's the president and CEO, but her primary duty is 211. Have I got that right, Maura?
Yes, yes. So Lisa leads United Way of Connecticut, which is the state association for all of the 15 United Ways in the state of Connecticut. And as a part of that, they operate and manage 211 and work very closely with the state to do that. So we work together on a lot of important issues, our work around ALICE, which we've talked about here, our work around advocacy, and of course, making our state's largest information and referral services database and phone line available to all residents here in Connecticut.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was looking at, I was looking at some of the info when you had mentioned that to me, because I'm like, she said, no, I do this. And then she's like, so we really have to treat her with a lot of respect, which means I better get her off a hold. Okay. All right. Lisa, you still there with us?
I am. And thank you, Maura, for that great description of the work.
Well, that's why I kept you on hold there. So I want to make sure I get all of this right, because, you know, when I'm bobbing and weaving through this, I saw that there was like, oh, wait a minute, you're this Barry. So let's dive into it then, because I think anybody could tell you all the way back to since we started doing this show together. I think I took over for Ray in this position doing specifically for this program. That was they said they were concerned about, Ray getting a little bit of a break. But I had a background with, doing some community stuff. So that's how it all came together. So maybe if I've always raved about 211, and no matter what happens in your life, good, bad, or indifferent, celebrate with 211, or go there if you're lost, no matter what it may be, whether it's housing or whether it's, any kind of addictions. And specifically what we want to talk about right now is how 211 and suicide work together, because we've seen some serious serious increase with a lot of the suicide stuff that's been going on through the pandemic. So maybe, Lisa, you could just start us off with that as far as 211 and maybe the type of people that I might connect with if I am in a bad state of mind or mental health, who I may connect with when I call 211.
Well, thank you. It's such an important question. And I really believe very firmly that all the services we provide are important, but certainly our support for those who are facing a mental health crisis is among the most important roles that we have to play. Steve, I think we should probably start by just acknowledging the fact that during COVID, according to the World Health Organization, the global prevalence of anxiety and depression increased by at least 25%, which is staggering. So we know that there were people out there who needed support in a crisis or sometimes on an ongoing basis to manage conditions like that. But during COVID, it's all become much more acute. So we are very, very much aware of that. Our volume of calls for our crisis services has increased. But Steve, the really good news is that we've been working very, very carefully and closely with the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services on our adult mental health crisis services, and we've expanded our bandwidth with additional agents trained and available so that we can really quickly answer those calls. And we've been working with the Department of Children and Families similarly to make sure that we are there and we are able to pick up right away when there is either a youth in crisis calling or the family of a youth in crisis looking for help. So those are sort of the two sides, if you will, of our crisis services, and they work in very close coordination together. Last year, we had more than 140,000 crisis calls. And, that's tough. That's tough to hear. But I'm glad that we are a resource available for folks who need that. And what I can tell you is this. Our really, really well-trained team has done some remarkable work. And in 94% of those 140,000 calls last year, 94% of callers told us that during that call with our crisis contact specialist, their state of crisis diminished. Wow. They felt better. They felt like they had a way forward. They had a plan. And in addition to that, in less than 1% of our crisis calls, did we have to escalate to a 911 rescue or a police response?
You know, I think that's what's really amazing is, and I just wanted to clarify that, you know, in order to be able to do that, to have such incredible numbers and being able to help out so much, when you talk about the people that answer the phone and the training and all that, let's say, for instance, somebody does call, tell me a little bit about the person that answers the phone and maybe one or two things they may start the conversation with.
Yeah, so we have a team of crisis contact specialists who are really well-trained and very rigorously trained. And Steve, I'll just brag on our great team for a moment. We just won the 2022 Crisis Center of Excellence Award for the good work of our folks. That's a national-level award. So we were acknowledged truly as, in 2022, the best crisis center in the nation. And that is very much reflective of the fact that we are recruiting very carefully for folks who are empathetic, will respect anyone, will not judge, and usually have a little bit of a background in social services or psychology. And then we're going to train them in how to have that conversation that really starts with, you know, tell me what's going on. Right? We're not looking to try and serve the role of clinicians. It's not treatment. It's about listening, understanding what the crisis is, and helping people work through how can I diminish the state of crisis and develop a plan for how I'm going to be able to manage whatever it is that is eating at me. And you know, the thing too, Steve, this is very, very closely related to our other 2-on-1 resources. When someone is in a crisis, it is often not a one-part issue. A psychological crisis might be set off by the fact that mom has just received a utility shutoff notice, she doesn't have enough food in the house, and she's worried about her kids. And so we have the truly unique ability to tap into our database of 40,000 programs at 4,000 community providers across the state to help people who need that specific basic needs assistance and who need it quickly. And that in itself can help to diminish the crisis.
I think what a lot of people don't understand, and there's something to be said about, you know, being involved with programs like this myself and the things that I learned along the way. But, you know, in the world of I spoke with Annie, you know, your assistant, Maura, for the longest time on the phone last night. And it got really personal for me because I've seen this touch too close. And I had someone who really summed it up in a different kind of way and said, this particular person, they may appear like everything's fine. They love their family. They love their children, their pets and their world, and they love their world. But so many things are starting to come in on them. Like you say, you know, maybe the utilities are being turned off. Maybe you're too proud to ask for help from United Way, or you just feel like the world is coming in. Somebody said to me one time, it wasn't about killing herself or killing himself. It was about an escape hatch. It was finally so many things were overwhelming that you just had to find a way to get out. And a lot of that, and we'll take a break and come back up and talk to us a little bit after the news. A lot of it does have the fact in our situation in our world right now with people that are getting addicted to painkillers. They're having the influence of drugs on their life has messed up their thought pattern too, and that all plays into the same thing. But I still go back to the fact that I think a lot of it is 2-1-1 is not threatening to me. If you tell me to call, I know there's a suicide hotline and all that, but there's something simple about 911. But then when you look at 2-1-1, say, okay, I need help, and you're not there to turn me in. You're not there to say, you know, do it, unless you say, like, you know, 1% of the chance that you've got to turn it into a 911. So I'm going to stop talking because this one's really close. I said that to Annie. I said, this one's really, really close to my heart. Can you stay with us a little bit? I know you've been very, very patient back and forth on hold and all the other stuff. Would you mind staying with us just a little bit longer, Lisa?
Very happy to do so.
Okay. She already left. All right. Thanks a lot, Lisa. Hang on, and we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be back with more of our Community Connections program on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut at WTIC News Talk 1080. Because good things happen in communities that care.
And we are back with our Community Connections program. And in the studio with us, we have Maura Cook, Vice President of Marketing and Development at the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. And also with us on the line right now is Lisa Tepper-Bates. She's the President and CEO of United Way of Connecticut. And we're talking about 211. I got a little carried away, Lisa. This one was one that we've had quite a few discussions in the studio discussing suicide and all kinds of things that are leading to that in today's world. But I can't thank you enough for everything that you're doing with this. Has there been any as the pandemic has gotten better, Lisa? Are we seeing any changes, or are the numbers still keeping as strong as they have been?
Well, thanks. That's a great question, I think we'll have to see over time. The increase in calls to our crisis line has been pretty consistent and continuing to tick upward. And we're glad of that. If we're here to help people who otherwise would not have known about it and would have gone without help, but I think it's a good question. I don't think we know what the impact of the pandemic is going to be in the longer run. And Steve, too, I think in some way the pandemic has actually just shone a light on existing mental health problems that maybe we weren't talking about enough. So I think that it's a little bit hard to say how much was already there and how much has really been brought out additionally, but we do see a strong and increasing demand for our services. We're glad to meet that demand.
Well, it's interesting because I think if one thing that we have learned during this time where we've all been quarantined and everything else is maybe a little bit more understanding about what may be going on with mental health and how people can get to that point. I think it's been a real test. And the other thing is, too, that people have to keep in mind that looking for signs, if you're with a friend, trying to find a way to ask them without feeling them threatened. One of the things that I asked somebody about one time, a guy was a psychologist. I said, well, the question comes up all the time. Are you having thoughts of harming yourself? Are you having thoughts of suicide? And I said, who would ever say that? Yes, because mentally you're thinking, if I say that, they'll put me in a straitjacket and they'll throw me in an ambulance. But this particular psychologist said, it's how we monitor what's happening with the medication. Is the medication, one man's ceiling is another man's floor. So is the medication helping you or hurting you? And I think that's important for people to remember. That was, am I right on that? That's what this particular doctor said to me.
That's a very interesting way to think about it. And you know, absolutely. What is really, I think, special, too, about our service, Steve, with regard to this conversation, is that it is anonymous. It is confidential. It's over the phone. So often in our wonderful state, we have very small communities. And sometimes people are not really comfortable going somewhere in person where they might be recognized. And so it's important that they know when they call 211 at any hour of the day, any hour of the night, they can have a totally anonymous conversation over the phone with no risk of being identified. And, you know, that's important to some folks. And I would say, Steve, I'm glad that you've raised the issue of looking out for folks. If you do see signs that someone is threatening to hurt or kill themselves, looking actively for ways to do so, seeking access to pills or weapons or other means, or talking excessively about death, dying, and suicide, then it may be appropriate to call 911 and to get that assistance very quickly. But often what we see instead are signs of hopelessness.
Yeah.
People feeling, I don't have a reason to go on, I don't have a purpose. Or new signs of some type of anger or rage. Or acting increasingly recklessly, engaging in risky activities, increasing their use of alcohol or drugs, maybe withdrawing from friends and family, or expressing anxiety and agitation, unable to sleep, talking about feeling trapped. So these are all signs that, you know, something might be up. And that's when we ask that folks call 211 and talk with one of our crisis contact specialists.
Yeah, they say that they...
One of the great things that they're able to do, when folks are feeling these types of feelings, it can be hard to think about a plan. What can I do? How can I address this, this set of feelings?
Yeah.
And our crisis contact specialists are amazing at saying, you know, let's work together to think about what good options exist to help you feel better.
You know, another thing to keep in mind, and again, this is just sometimes it's a blessing, sometimes it's a curse to be in here and be part of so many conversations. And when you're talking specifically about this, I mean, it's asking questions, but also in a non-threatening way. And it's also understanding that it's something that it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem or something. You know, it's just having that. Now, what about if I see it? And I know we got a break, and I know we've got some other things to discuss. What about if I see something and I'm not sure what to do? Could I call 211? Maybe 211 would tell me to call 911. But at least if I'm saying, because one of the things I heard was, are you thinking of committing suicide? That yes or no or whatever, that might be one thing. But then I hear again, these are things I'm not the specialist, but somebody said it's if they have a plan. It's if they say I'm gonna hurt myself, and this is how I'm gonna do it. So it's been thought through. Is that right?
That's right. That's when you know that there is truly an imminent risk, when there is a clear plan that someone expresses. But to your question, absolutely, people should call 211 if they say, hey, I've got a friend who I'm worried about. Help me think about what the right path would be to help them. That's what our contact specialists are there to do. And, you know, we get that a lot from parents who are worried about kids. They'll call in and say, what can I do? What are the resources available? And in that case, if it's a severe enough situation, we can dispatch mobile mental health crisis teams to come help. And I can't tell you how many times since I took this job, I've had parents approach me and say, thank you so much. We called, the mobile team came out, and we're in a much better place now. Well, so I hope people will call.
Well, again, just real quick before I let you go, and you know, we are talking with Lisa Tepper Bates, President and CEO of United Way of Connecticut. I would like to just say this, because just one more time before I let you go, what the award that you were presented with, just tell our audience one more time about, because it says a lot about the quality of what you folks are doing. And just explain again, if you could, just briefly the award and how you folks received it.
Well, thank you for asking. And we were awarded the 2022 National Crisis Center Excellence Award, And that is awarded by the national level entity that certifies crisis centers like ours, the American Association of Suicidology. And they do a very rigorous audit every 5 years of every crisis center and look at everything you do, training, the way you handle calls, the way you follow up as needed. And we were really honored to go to Chicago and to win that award. And specifically, Steve, to circle back to where we were, to hear from folks at that conference with us that our rate of referral to 911 is so much lower than in many places. And that, in turn, should be a really important incentive to folks to go ahead and call.
And it's all about anonymity also. So even if you said, yeah, I got a... I got a friend of mine. I mean, it's something where, you know, if it's the, that's the best thing, because it's the same thing right. with the addiction programs. And when you look at, whether it's Alcoholics Anonymous or NA or OA or anything else, it's about finding the right meeting, making sure you feel comfortable in that room. And just once you feel comfortable, then you're more free to talk. I can't thank you enough. I do mean that from the bottom of my heart, because it just hits really hard for me. And I'll let you go, but I was on the phone with Annie last night forever. So thank you so much. God bless you for what you're doing, and awesome that you received that recognition. It says so much more about this, that you guys, and about the subject and the kind of people that you have helping you out. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Lisa. Anything else you want to add before we go?
Thank you so much. And thanks for helping us get the word out. We just want to make sure people know we're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they can reach us by calling 211 and pressing 1, and they'll get right to our crisis team.
All right, Lisa, thanks a lot. We appreciate you taking a little bit of time and spending it with us this morning, and enjoy the rest of your summer, and God bless you for everything you and your folks are doing over there. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Maura.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second. Maura, is there anything you'd like to add before we go?
No, just thank you, Lisa, for waking up early with us and sharing about the great work that you're doing. I'm so proud of our 211 call center. That recognition you received is so well-deserved, and thank you for what you're doing for families here in Connecticut.
Well, it's a team effort, Maura, and you're part of that, so we're grateful to you, too.
All right. Thanks a lot, you folks. Okay. All right. That's Lisa Tepper-Bates, and she is the big one. She's the boss herself. I mean, terrific. You know, I'm impressed you brought her in. This is great. All right. We're going to a couple more things we want to cover with the United Way, and Maura Cook is going to stay with us for a couple more minutes, and then we'll be back on WTIC News Talk 1080. All right, we are back. Okay, so summer, school just got out, all right? Just like last week, everybody's out of school. Within the last few weeks, they all got out. So everybody's ready to go out and play, run through the sprinklers, just like, you know, some of our management team does. But, there's all kinds of fun things going on during the summer. But I know our library in Newington does a lot to keep reading on top of folks' minds, not just children, but adults during the summer. I just picked up I love my library. I just went over and got the new James Burroughs book all about the guy that wrote all those great sitcoms. So this is a great time. But maybe, Maura, just tell us a little bit about what the United Way does. It's really focusing on that period of how children can fall quite a bit back during the summer and how to keep that top of mind.
Sure. Thanks, Steve. So I know that everyone is probably feeling very excited about the summer, the warmer weather, but we do want to remind people that summer can be a really challenging time for families as well, right? So there's a lot of need right now. Things are hard for working families, and when school is not in session, families sometimes lose services that they rely on. So access to free and reduced lunch is one example to feed their kids. So want to remind people again, we just heard our last guest from 211. 211 is here to provide you with resources that you need for summer programming for kids, for summer meals. We want everyone to make sure that they're reaching out if they need any help at all. And United Way and our partners have some great programs to also help keep kids on track academically. So we see that over the summer, there's something called the summer slump. landslide, and all children experience this. But certainly children who don't have access to some of those quality summer enrichment programs might fall even further behind. So we want to ask everyone, we want to remind you to read 20 minutes a day. We'll have our United We Read challenge back this summer, so you can go on our website and pledge to read your 20 minutes per day and have opportunities to win prizes. We also have links to all of the things that libraries, you mentioned, Steve, in your towns are doing to help provide really great free educational programming so that kids can stay on track over the summer, they can stay engaged, and for families who are looking for those opportunities to kind of get out of the house to maybe find a summer meal site near them. We just want to remind them that United Way and our partners are here, and you can call 211 to get connected to those services.
Yeah, and you know, it's really something. You know, it's I'm wondering, just while you were speaking there, I wonder if kids with today's technology, I wonder if the kids get more turned on to reading if they have like an iPad or something like that. I mean, all of us, you know, we say, oh, like holding on to a great paperback book, but maybe kids look at it a different way. Do you think there's some increased interest there that they can sit on the beach and look at it on an iPad or something?
For sure, and our libraries make great e-resources available as well, and actually, some of our prizes for our summer reading challenge include things like Kindle Kids, which are a grand prize, which will be kind of that any book you want, right, available on your tablet. So absolutely, there are many ways to read, and we just want you to use the way that works best for you.
And how does that challenge go again?
So you visit our website, www.unitedwayinc.org, mm-hmm. and all throughout the summer, there will be a link to our summer reading challenge. It's called the United We Read Challenge. You go in and you pledge to read for 20 minutes a day. You can take a look at resources available in your town. We'll be updating those all throughout the summer on resources that are available for families. And then we will pick winners of those who have pledged to receive some great prizes and things that are fun for the whole family, but also encourage reading.
And if the kids need food during the summer, one more time, if you could just touch upon that, that'd be great.
Yep. So just a reminder that our summer meal sites, you know, will be open throughout the state, and you can call 211 to find a site near you. These are completely free meals for your children. And many of our sites also have other activities going on. So please, I just want to remind everyone, 211 is for everyone. If you need anything, if you are struggling at all, there is so much need out there right now. We see new things popping up every day. Please call them. Call 211 and get connected with resources in your community.
Yeah, it can't be. You know, I think it's all changed. The United Way's mission is still helping so much, but there's so many different ways to help now, and it is. I always, you know, I used to joke with Paula all the time and be saying, 211. If you got nothing else out of this show, 211. That's what it comes down to. All right, I want to thank our guest on this edition of Community Connections. Of course, you've been listening to Maura Cook, who's the Vice President of Marketing and Development of United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. Also, Lisa Tepper-Bates, thank you for your time. She's the President and CEO of United Way of Connecticut. And I want to thank you folks for listening, as you always do. It's we like to be able to offer this service here, and I know it's always been very close. I don't even know how many years it's been a partnership with the United Way and WTIC, and we enjoy that, and hopefully everything will just keep moving forward, and you keep us in the loop and let us know what else we can do, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
All right.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.